I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. I'm always on the lookout for new flowers. Not necessarily the next color in petunias, but flowers that aren't widely known. One has struck my fancy this year. Pentas, or Egyptian star flowers, are small shrubs in their native East Africa. However, since they're only hardy to USDA Zone 10, they're mostly grown as annual bedding plants here. The flowers have five petals in clusters, creating a star-like appearance. They come in white, pink, red, purple, and lavender varieties. Most pentas grow about 12 to 18 inches tall. They're great annuals for mass plantings to provide a splash of color, or mixing with other sun-loving, long-blooming annuals such as verbena, salvia, marigolds, and gomphrena. There are also a few trailing varieties such as the Falling Star series that make great additions to hanging baskets, window boxes, and planters. New upright varieties such as the Butterfly and New Look series are bred to bloom all summer long. But the biggest benefit to growing pentas is their ability to attract butterflies, hummingbirds, and insects to the garden. Pentas are a must for anyone growing pollinator gardens. Pentas love sun, heat, and can withstand humidity well. The dark green leaves contrast well with the bright clusters of flowers, and if the soil is kept consistently moist and well-drained, pentas will have few insect and disease problems. If you're looking for a container or bedding plant to brighten up your sunny garden and attract butterflies, hummingbirds, and bees, put pentas on your shopping list this spring. And now for this week's tip. In spite of the cold, snowy winter so far, it's time to start some seeds indoors. Leeks and onions benefit from being started the end of January and early February for transplanting in April or May. While individual containers for each plant might be necessary for a tomato, you can sow 5 to 10 leek or onion seeds in a 2-inch diameter pot, and these alliums don't mind. You'll be thinning the seedlings when you plant. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about designing a cottage garden. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.